News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Center is on the other side of the glass, taking fabulous care of us, so we always appreciate his help and hard work. And he's going to make sure that shortly after our interview will be available on the WKOK podcast page. In our studio today, we have with us Dr. Bill Payne, and he's Dr. William Payne. Did you get emeritus status from Bucknell?
I did. I'm very fortunate.
Well, yes. Good for you. Well, thank you. Thank you for doing that, or thank them, I guess, for doing that. And thank you for this. I look back in our archives, and my first recording of an interview was with you 20 years ago.
I know.
Did I count that right?
Yes, I'm sure. I taught at Bucknell for 32 years, so, and I started with the Susquehanna Valley Chorale in 1996, so
okay.
Yeah, I'm over 20 years with this ensemble.
All right, and then I was back into our area in about 2001 and met you at your office, and you played the harpsichord for me.
Yes, right.
I recall that, so wow. Okay, so TikTok, time has marched on since then, but some things are the same. Pops concerts developed over the decades with the Susquehanna Valley Chorale. Boy, I'll go back. I remember you commissioning some fabulous pieces and
yes.
Bringing in really worldwide well-known singers to sing in our valley. And, boy, it's really just being, I use the word exquisite in our description.
Thank
I just
you.
Think that's the perfect description. And we really appreciate your leadership and all that you've brought to our area. So, Bill Payne, conductor and music director of Susquehanna Valley Chorale, is the only title he wears today. But literally, folks around the world have heard about him. And Adam Dietz is on the line. You might see him in the back row of some of the chorale concerts if you look hard. He's a tenor in the chorale, but as marketing and develop liaison for the chorale as well. So, Adam, thank you for calling in this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I really do appreciate that. We're going to be promoting a Pops concert in a moment, but I want you both to give us your take on this idea that when everybody shares their gift in this manner on the stage, something happens to the choir, and something happens to the audience. What is that that happens, Bill?
It's very magical, particularly when you are presenting a program like this that has so much variety. And the choir has often heard me say, we don't want to have a wall between the singers and the audience. We want to involve them and to connect them in our performance. And this program particularly really does the job.
Well, in many concerts, you are in the house for this or that or walking or starting. I remember one concert at Zion. You were up in the balcony, surrounding the circling the balcony, and then marched through the house.
Yes. And we, for this performance this weekend, we're starting with many singers in the back of the hall. We're going to start with Freddie Mercury's We Will Rock You.
Oh,
and
okay.
We want to get the audience involved right away. So
okay.
It's fun.
Well, so no wall there. Of course, we can chit-chat a little bit about the pandemic where it was nothing but walls for a while, but still performances and the chorale continued. Adam, your thoughts on this? I think you referred to it as Bill referred to it as a magic that occurs among the choral singers and with the house.
Yeah, excuse me. I would definitely have to agree. It creates this sort of very transformative environment for everyone involved. You know, it's kind of almost a transcendent experience, because I think really what it does is that the music and all of the harmonies and all of the nuances that go into it kind of level the playing field for all of those that are involved, whether on the stage or in the audience, to really become more vulnerable and more open to what the music has to offer, and maybe the message that we're trying to, or that the composer, rather, is trying to get across. So in that case, I think that's really where the magic happens, because there's not too many other arenas where I think people are kind of get themselves to that point where they're willing to really listen and really comprehend whether consciously or almost unconsciously, you know, what's happening around them. So it's very cool.
Well, yeah, it's really just the opposite of what I might have thought when I was a teenager. You would play a record and listen to the music. You know, I had no idea what the singer was trying to convey. But you're talking about a pretty intricate communication going on from the author and or the writer, plus the musicians that might be involved, and then the singers, and then the house. It's this tremendous abundance of communication happening, Adam.
Absolutely. Yep.
Well, let's talk about the Pops concert. There's going to be, I'm assuming there's going to be sing-along opportunities this week?
Of course. We're featuring three iconic music legends of the last, of the 21st century and the 20th century, really. And this concert's just packed with hits that are just a small part of their repertoire, but it's just there is a lot of music that the audience is going to recognize, and like I said, we're starting with "We Will Rock You." We're also including "Another One Bites the Dust" with that, and trying to get the audience involved, and we're going to one of Queen's iconic songs is "We Are the Champions," and we will be asking the audience to join us with that too. And probably everybody will be, in the old days you waved your arms and you had maybe a match or something. They'll probably have their lighted phones.
Oh, okay. There you go. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, to get the concert to continue, or you used to do that, light a match at the end of the show.
Exactly.
to get the shows to continue. All right, the music of Queen is featured. It is the concerts this Friday and Saturday. It's called Pops, the Music of Queen, and it is Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. on both occasions, right? And I don't see a matinee. Okay, so this is out at Weber Chapel Auditorium, and you're going to be stomping at some point at the beginning of the year. Okay, so that'll be help feature that at the beginning. Adam, give some sort of a sense about not the, specifically the business, but sort of the intricacies of making a Pops concert happen. Of course, it requires a great venue and sound people and orchestral assistants and sponsors. So, kind of go down those logistics for us.
Oh yeah, there's definitely the full gamut. In fact, each season, usually we begin preparations, planning for our four major concerts that we typically do each season, at least probably on average 2 years in advance. Bill usually proposes what he would like to do each season more like 3 or 4 years in advance, because we need to start looking at what music is available, possibly purchasing that music if we don't already have it in our SVC library. And there's, you know, obviously procuring the venues, like you said, the advertising and getting subscribers to buy subscriptions so we can be sure to pack the house. And there's all the marketing that's involved, whether it be in the papers or social media or on our website, all of those things. And then the rehearsals, you know, actually learning the music. And you know, you hear Pops concerts and you think, oh, well, it's going to be kind of on the lighter side. Well, yes, because it's maybe stuff that you've heard on the radio and you've sung along to in the car, in the shower. But some of the stuff that we're going to be performing this weekend is rhythmically very tricky. We've had so many people during and after rehearsals in preparation for this concert where they said, oh my gosh, you know, I didn't realize until I actually saw, you know, everything, this music sort of notated on paper, how intricate this is, because you all kind of have a different sense of the songs based on how, you know, you sort of learn them in your head, which may or may not be entirely correct to what the original performer had in mind or how they performed it. So it gets interesting because you really got to kind of dig your heels into it and make sure everyone is on the same page with how it's supposed to come together. Otherwise, it'll be a muddy mess, and we definitely don't want that. so, yeah. And I think, too, what's been very cool about doing this type of music, which, like Bill said, you know, each of these iconic artists, you know, have had careers that have spanned decades, but for any of the younger generations that might be attending either of these performances, they might not necessarily realize that, you know, this particular song or this particular song was originated by Queen, Billy Joel, or Elton John, because maybe they heard it performed on Glee, or maybe they heard it performed by an American Idol contestant or something like that. So I think it also becomes a learning experience in that way as well.
Well, this is tomorrow night, or no, scratch that, Friday night and Saturday night at Weber Chapel Auditorium on the campus of Susquehanna University. Bill, how do you decide in which hall you'll hold the next concert? Do you have some sort of a rotation going on?
There's no specific rotation. As you know, Zion Lutheran Church in Sunbury is one of my most favorite venues for serious music. It's just acoustically perfect for an orchestra and chorus. We've performed at Weiss Center, of course, and love that venue. We've performed at the Campus Theater, and I'm wanting to maybe do something like that again, where we sing with a particular movie.
Okay.
All kinds of.
And now you're at Weber Chapel Auditorium,
yep.
So with the altar side turned around, right?
Is that
what
it? You got it.
Okay, right. So yep. I know that the stage revolves there. I don't remember much about Weber Chapel, but I remember
that's
that.
It, okay. The revolving stage.
Right. Absolutely. All right. Well, let's get some additional comments, just some closing remarks from our guests. We have on the line Adam Dietz, marketing and development liaison and a tenor with the Susquehanna Valley Chorale. Adam, we'll give you an additional remark. What else would you like to say?
Oh, gosh. Well, come prepared to have a good time. And if you've never been to one of our concerts before, this is, you know, Pops, we always say, Pops and Christmas are always a very good introduction to the chorale, because it's usually some familiar stuff involved with whatever is on the program. And subscriptions will be available for our next season, so please take advantage of that opportunity to just kind of take a look at what we're going to be offering in 22-23. Invite your friends, too.
All right, fabulous. Thank you so much, Adam. Thanks for checking in today. Very much appreciative. Adam Dietz is a marketing and development liaison for the Susquehanna Valley Chorale. Bill, an additional remark, please.
Sure. Well, as we have said, we have three music legends all in one billing.
Bill Payne, Elton John, and Billy Joel. Is that who you mean?
Yeah. Thank you.
Please continue. Oh, Queen also.
Freddie Mercury. Queen. Freddie Mercury. So, yeah, absolutely. SVC is ready to rock and roll this weekend, and I encourage everyone to book their tickets now. But if that's not possible, they are available at the door. And this is going to be a concert that promises to raise the roof and anything goes kind of night of entertainment. So we look forward to doing it.
Right. And this is going to be a big year. We understand you got a lot of pent-up interest and demand and another commissioned piece, and you'll be back at Zion at some point. So all of this is great news. Bill, thank you so much for all you are doing with this show and for coming in today. But just thanks for all you've done to the Valley, the Central Susquehanna Valley.
My pleasure, Mark. And thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Dr. Bill Payne, conductor, music director, Susquehanna Valley Chorale, emeritus professor of music at Bucknell University.